Years before the Supreme Court ruled to end federal abortion rights, a team of curators started amassing a trove that explores the history of human reproduction through design. Now 200 objects are on display in Boston at MAM, the Mass Art Art Museum. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, this exhibition feels more urgent than ever.
It's not every day we see tampons, diaphragms, forceps, and breast pumps in an art museum.
Everybody gets here through birth, and this material culture is often incredibly taboo. I never found it in the design textbooks that I was taught with.
Michelle Miller Fisher says millions of people use tools related to reproduction, but we don't talk about them. She co-curated this exhibition, Designing Motherhood, Things That Make and Break Our Births, with advocates, midwifery, and medical experts. But back in 2018, Miller Fisher says it was a tough sell when she and a fellow design historian started pitching the show to museum directors.
They disparaged this as a women's issue or niche subject, and for us, design for the arc of human reproduction, contraception, as well as conception, pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, really is something that touches everybody.
Now at MAM, tiny, intricate IUDs are presented on equal footing with contemporary art, videos, vintage books, and a lot of research. Together, Miller Fisher says they raise critical, emotionally charged questions about who's designed for and controlled reproductive health.
We're standing in part of the exhibition that looks at the pelvic exam, about means of reproduction, and of course the really famous and important Our Bodies, Ourselves movement that started here in Boston.
A wall display holds a replica of a speculum from ancient Pompeii and one designed by the notorious surgeon J. Marion Sims. He experimented on enslaved black women in the mid-1800s. The speculum Sims designed is still widely used today. People with vaginas know how uncomfortable this cold, stainless steel instrument feels inside their bodies. But there's also a new innovation here called the Yona. It's made of silicon, can be warmed, and Miller Fisher says the women who made it take the tool's use further.
Like so many contemporary designers, they're thinking about the words and the processes that happen in that moment of the pelvic exam, both the provider and the client being encouraged to have conversation that is trauma-informed, that is LGBTQT-informed, that really speaks to kind of a systemic rethinking of design rather than just through a new product.
Miller Fisher says devices can be objects of agency. She points to a postpartum self-exam mirror and an at-home mail-in cervical pap smear kit created in the UK during the pandemic. Then we stop at a humble-looking DIY object in a glass case. It's called the Del-M.
You have a mason jar, something that would hold jam or something like that in your pantry, a very basic syringe, and then tubing that was originally in its incarnation made in the late 60s and early 70s, bought from a pet store that had aquatic supplies. These kits were made by people across the country pre-Roe v. Wade, and they were made so abortions could happen at home and in safe houses. They were guided by women and done by women for other women who needed them. They were often done unanesthetized. In fact, they were mostly always done unanesthetized so that if somebody raided their house, they could move very quickly.
When the curatorial team found this abortion kit a few years ago, it seemed like a historical curiosity.
It now seems really terrifyingly prescient. We hope that it remains under glass and that it is not something that needs to come out into circulation again.
While the exhibition confronts fraught politics and medical inequities throughout history, it also celebrates the joys of reproduction and mothering.
The show also brings together these designs, some of them really lovely, some of them really scary. The majority of them are designed by people without uteruses to be used on people with uteruses.
Lisa Tung is MAM's executive director. She has hopes for the students who see this exhibition here at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design's Teaching Museum.
We're a design school. Tomorrow's designers are coming out of Mass Art, and if they can see what's missing or be inspired and design that new thing in a humane and compassionate way, what could be better?
In a post-Roe world, Tung says having this show at a museum that's also free to the public is more important than ever. The stakes are high, but curator Michelle Miller Fisher says when it comes to reproductive rights for all, they always have been.
And if we're not paying attention, a lot of the issues that we face right now are going to be decided for us and not by us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.